Andy Rourke, the unsung hero of the Smiths' rhythm section, has passed away following a protracted battle with pancreatic cancer, according to the band's co-founder and lead guitarist, Johnny Marr. Rourke's warm persona and unrivaled musical prowess will forever be etched in the hearts of those who knew him and loved his music, Marr expressed in a heartfelt Instagram post. Sharing the rhythm mantle with drummer Mike Joyce, Rourke's impeccable rhythm section was the bedrock over which Marr's innovative chords danced and Morrissey's biting lyrics soared. Their collective efforts propelled the Smiths to become one of Britain's most revered bands during the 1980s. Morrissey, in his tribute posted on Morrissey Central, immortalized Rourke's legacy saying, "He will never die as long as his music is heard." Morrissey paid tribute to Rourke's unique talents and unassuming nature, noting that, "He didn't ever know his own power, and nothing that he played had been played by someone else." He further noted Rourke's enduring identity post-Smiths, devoid of artificial transformations. Joyce too took to Twitter to share his memories of the sweetest, funniest lad he had ever met, whose music he believed would endure in perpetuity. After a tumultuous split in 1987, marked by heroin addiction and financial struggles, Rourke and Joyce engaged in a legal battle against Marr and Morrissey for a larger slice of the royalty pie. Despite the acrimony and bitterness of the proceedings, Rourke's camaraderie with Marr remained intact. In contrast, Morrissey's relationship with his former bandmates has been marked by vitriolic exchanges, only recently adopting a more conciliatory tone in his 2013 book Autobiography. Rourke's distinctive basslines, particularly on tracks such as This Charming Man, The Headmaster Ritual, and The Queen Is Dead, heralded a new era of craftsmanship that was widely lauded by his contemporaries. Suede bassist Matt Osman hailed Rourke as a unique talent whose sound was instantly recognizable. In their teenage years, Rourke and Marr formed an enduring friendship that went beyond their shared passion for music. "My mate was one of those rare people that absolutely no one doesn't like," Marr said, reflecting on their bond. Rourke's last live performance with Marr took place at New York's Madison Square Garden in September 2022, a memory Marr cherishes deeply. Billy Bragg, singer-songwriter and fellow musician, expressed his condolences, remembering fondly their collaboration on the Red Wedge tour. "He was a lovely guy and an amazing bass player," Bragg said. As the music world mourns the loss of a silent luminary, Andy Rourke's musical legacy, his exceptional, metronomic rhythm and transcendent bass lines, will live on, continually reminding us of his exceptional talent and immeasurable contribution to the world of music.